Leviticus chapter 25. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you are come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath to Yahweh. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and gather in the fruit of it. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest to the land, a Sabbath for Yahweh. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. That which grows of its own accord of your harvest you shall not reap, neither gather the grapes of your vine undressed, for it is a year of rest to the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be food for you and for your servant, and for your maid and for your hired servant, for your stranger that travels with you. And for your cattle and for the beasts that are in your land shall all the increase of it be food. And you shall number 7 Sabbaths of years to you, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Day of Atonement. Shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land, and you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants of it. It shall be a Jubilee to you, and you shall return every man to his possession, and you shall return every man to his family. A Jubilee shall that 50th year be to you. You shall not sow nor reap that which grows of itself, nor gather the grapes in it of your vine undressed, for it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat the increase of it out of the field. In the year of this Jubilee you shall return every man to his possession. And if you sell anything to your neighbor, or buy anything of your neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the Jubilee you shall buy of your neighbor, and according to the number of years of the fruits he shall sell to you. According to the multitude of years you shall increase the price of it, and according to the fewness of years you shall diminish the price of it, for according to the number of years of the fruits does he sell to you. You shall not therefore oppress one another, but you shall fear your Elohim, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. For this reason you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and you shall dwell in the land in safety. And the land shall yield her fruit, and you shall eat your fill and dwell in it in safety. And if you shall say, What shall we eat the 7th year? We shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the 6th year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And you shall sow the 8th year, and yet eat of old fruit until the 9th year, until her fruits come in. You shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and travelers with me. And in all the land of your possession you shall grant a redemption for the land. And if your brother becomes poor and has sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. And if the man have nothing to redeem it with, and himself be able to redeem it, let him count then the years of the sale of it, and restore the overplus to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return it to his own possession. But if he is not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that has bought it until the year of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return it to his possession. And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold. Within a full year may he redeem it. And if it is not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the Jubilee. But the houses of the village, which have no wall round about them, shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall go out in the Jubilee. Notwithstanding the cities of the Levites, and the houses of the cities of their possession may the Levites redeem at any time. And if a man purchase of the Levites, then the house that was sold and the city of his possession shall go out in the year of Jubilee, for the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the children of Israel. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. And if your brother becomes poor and falls in decay with you, then you shall relieve him. Yes, though he's a stranger or a traveler, that he may live with you. Take no usury of him, nor increase, but fear your Elohim, so that your brother may live with you. You should not give him your money with usury charged, nor lend him your food for profit. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your Elohim. And if your brother that dwells with you becomes poor and be sold to you, you shall not compel him to serve as a bondservant, but as a hired servant, and as a traveler he shall be with you, and shall serve you to the year of Jubilee. And then he shall depart from you, both he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family, and to the possession of his fathers shall he return. For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. You shall not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear your Elohim. Both your bondmen and your bondmaids, which you shall have, shall be of the heathen that are round about you, and of them shall you buy bondmen and bondmaids. Moreover, of the children of the strangers that do travel among you, of them shall you buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, then they shall be your possession. And you shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever. But over your brethren, the children of Israel, you shall not rule one over another with rigor. And if a traveler or stranger becomes rich through you, and your brother that dwells with him becomes poor and sells himself to the stranger or traveler with you, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him, either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is near of kin to him of his family may redeem him, or if he is able, he may redeem himself. And he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him to the year of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according to the number of years, according to the time of a hired servant shall it be with him. If there be yet many years behind, according to them, he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And if there remain but few years to the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according to his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in your sight. And if he is not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. For to me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. End of chapter.